Thank you. Oh, be to God for resurrection to life. Welcome to the worship of our Creator and Redeemer. Welcome to this chapel, to this company of faith, and to the larger company of pilgrims whom today we remember. Let us begin our testimony with confession. O God, we worship in your presence. You have spoken and given form and beauty to the world. You have spoken and forgiven us. You have spoken and freed us from the fear of death. You have spoken and given purpose to our life. O Lord, speak to us now. Awaken us to the wonder and beauty of life. Speak and let us respond in praise and daily service. In Christ's name, amen. Forgive us, O Lord, for we acknowledge ourselves as type of the common people, of the men and women who shut the door and sit by the fire, who fear the blessing of God, the loneliness of the night of God, the surrender required, the deprivation inflicted, who fear the injustice of others less than the justice of God, who fear the hand at the window, the knock at the door, the words of our peers, the threats of the commonplace, the conflict with evil, less than we fear the love of God. We acknowledge our trespass, our weakness, our fault. We acknowledge that the sin of the world is upon our heads, that the blood of the martyrs and the agony of the saints is upon our heads. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Amen. And may we offer unto God our own prayers of confession. God hears the honest presentation of our lives and responds. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Amen. Let us give thanks, for God is good, and God's love is everlasting. Thanks be to God. Welcome to this service of worship on Homecoming Day at Duke University. It has been a good weekend. The beauty of nature, the renewal of friendships, a time to recall the past and to enjoy the present and to anticipate the future. Perhaps at such a time, it is also appropriate that we are today celebrating All Saints' Day in this worship service. This is the day on which we remember that large company of faithful who have gone before us and thank God for their lives and for their present living. This is an unusual service in this chapel. The music is distinctive, and the participation should be full. We invite you to participate in the music of the morning, to sing with the songs that you know, and particularly invite you at the appropriate time to enter into the singing of the Lord's Prayer. For all the saints, let this be a time of joy and of thanksgiving and of affirmation and of anticipation.
Let us pray. Prepare our hearts, O Lord, to accept your word. Silence in us any voice but your own, that hearing we may also obey your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Old Testament lesson is from Job chapter 19, verses 23 through 26. Oh, that my words were written! Oh, that they were inscribed in a book! Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were graven in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at last he will stand upon the earth, and after my skin has been thus destroyed, then from my flesh I shall see God. Here ends the reading from the Old Testament. Amen. The epistle lesson is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11, to chapter 2, verse 2, and verses 16 and 17. To this end, we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his call and may fulfill every good resolve and work of faith by his power, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our assembling to meet him, we beg you, brethren, not to be quickly shaken in mind or excited, either by spirit or by word or by letter purporting to be from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. Here ends the reading from the epistle.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
The congregation remains standing for the reading of the gospel lesson. The gospel lesson is from Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. At that time, Jesus declared, "I thank thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hidden these things from the wise and understanding, and revealed them to babes. Yea, Father, for such was thy gracious will. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light."
Of the Lord our God, who indeed has made us, who surely has redeemed us, and just as surely sustains us. Amen. Today is the first Sunday after All Saints' Day in the life of the Christian Church in our church year. This Sunday has for 5 years now been a very special time of celebration for those of us who make up the Duke Chapel worshiping congregation on this particular day. Jazz musicians, congregational singing, anthems extraordinaire, the word appropriate for today, preached and prayed, have combined literally to lift us to the throne of heaven, and we are glad. This indeed is a great time in the life of this university and in our lives as a people of God. Duke was blessed richly on Friday by the largest gift given since the original gift which established this university, as Mr. J. B. Fuqua, one whose life and work have been touched and shaped by Duke University, gave the School of Business Administration some $10 million. Friends and classmates, family and friend, alumni and alumna loyal and loving to Duke have been here for an absolutely gorgeous and most enjoyable weekend, and the ministers to the university have been in charge of the weather. The football Blue Devils won over Georgia Tech. Midterm exams are now over. Mom and Dad were here last weekend, and you have enough money to keep going for a little while. These are causes great and small for celebration, and celebrate we are here to do. Basically, there are two sermons that I'd like to preach in this sermon this morning on the theme, "You Will Find Rest for Your Souls." The first sermon has to do with those who have died and now rest in the Lord, those whom we know but do not see any longer, those whom we love and have lost for a little while. Surely, if, my friends, Christ is to be believed and trusted, if the Word of God is true at all, they have found rest for their souls. They are in the eternal presence of our blessed Lord and Savior, and in the loving presence of the Lord God Almighty. But they are not lost to us. They are with us even still, that great cloud of witnesses, that blessed communion of all the saints, that ever-present company of the faithful are with us even in this moment. And so the first sermon is to those of us who have someone, mother, father, husband, wife, son, daughter, friend, or neighbor. For those of us who have someone who has passed from life to death to life, our beloved have found rest for their souls as we have confronted with them and shared with them that ultimate mystery of death. And now we believe, as never, ever before. C.S. Lewis, in his classic book, A Grief Observed, written after his beloved wife died, says, "You never know how much you really believe anything until the truth or falsehood becomes a matter of life and death to you." Who are the dead? How are the dead? Where are the dead? Are matters of life and death to us when someone we love has joined the church everlasting. And so the first sermon this morning is very simply a prayer poem by Michael Coist. Some lines from his poem entitled The Funeral. As if there were dead people, Lord. There are no dead people, Lord. There are only the living on earth and beyond. Death exists, Lord, but it's nothing but a moment, a second, a step. The step from provisional to permanent, from temporal to eternal. As in the death of the child, the adolescent is born. From the caterpillar emerges the butterfly. From the grain, the full-blown sheath. But where are they, Lord, those that I have loved? Are they in ecstasy, taken up with holy living in harmony with the Trinity? Are they tormented in the night, burning with desire to love with an infinite love? Are they in despair, condemned to their own selves because they preferred themselves to others, concerned with hate because they can no longer love? Lord, my loved ones are near me. I know that they live in the Spirit. My eyes can't see them because they have left their bodies for a moment as one steps out of one's clothing. Their souls, deprived of their bodily vesture, no longer communicate with me, but in you, Lord, I hear them calling me. I see them beckoning to me. I hear them giving me advice, for they are now more vividly present. Before, our bodies touched, but not our souls. Now I meet them when I meet you. I receive them when I receive you. I love them when I love you. Oh, my loved ones, eternally alive, who live in me, help me to learn thoroughly in this short life how to live eternally. For our loved ones, eternally alive, who have now found rest for their souls, we give thanks and praise and glory to God for all the saints who from their labors rest. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Sermon 2. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And you will find rest for your souls. We need that, or I need that. What an invitation, my friends, to all persons. There is never anything exclusive or confining or restrictive about the invitation that comes from Jesus. all who are burdened and heavy laden. And I guess that is each of us at some time. To you and to me and to every other child of God, Jesus says, come to me. All burdened under the load of the law and of lifeless religion, all burdened under the load of toil and meaningless work, all burdened under the load of fear and unending anxiety, all burdened under dread and uncertainty and insecurity, all who know not the way, the why, or the how, all burdened under a heavy conscience, for sins of omission and sins of commission, for sin unforgiven, all who are burdened under a broken relationship, one real and now gone, one present and now past, one hoped for but never realized, all who are burdened under a life of pressure and tension and anxiety, or of depression or loneliness or emptiness, come to me all. All, and the all refers to all persons. The all also refers, my friends, to all burdens. Anyone who thinks that there is anyone outside the grace and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ has surely not read or heard these words in Scripture. Anyone who thinks that any burden is outside the love and the grace and the acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ has surely not read or heard these words in Scripture. And so I share with you now some readings. Murray Bodo. Lord, the penance of living is mostly for loving someone other than you. And you shall find rest for your soul. Life, after all, is a gift for giving away. Once you throw it from you and lift your spirit up, nothing you do matters quite so much as freedom from life returning again and haunting you to be someone instead of no one. And you will find rest for your souls. Rainer Maria Rilke, in Letters to a Young Poet, shares the burden of his soul. That, he says, that, I believe, is what I need to become more sure and not so homeless. I want to cease to be an exile. And you will find rest for your souls. Karl Barth, the late and great theologian, loved Mozart and the music of Mozart. In 1956, on the 200th birthday of W.A. Mozart, Dr. Karl Barth wrote a letter of thanks to Mozart. He wrote, "What I thank you for is simply this, that whenever I hear you, I find myself set on the threshold of a good and orderly world, both in rain and in sunshine, both by day and by night. And as a 20th century man, I find myself gifted each time with courage, not pride, with tempo, not exaggerated tempo, with purity, not tedious purity, and with peace, not indolent peace. With your musical dialectic in one's ear, one can be young and grow old, can work and rest, can be content and sad. In short, with your music in one's ears, one can surely live. And you will find rest for your souls." In Letters to God from Teenagers, one teenager writes, Dear God, first of all, thank you so very much for all you have given me, my parents, my friends, and so forth. I need so much help, though. I am so lost. I smoke dope too much, I know. But really, in a way, I have to, just to help me forget what kind of person I've been, how to take advantage of all the things that you've given me. I'm really disappointed with the male race, O Lord. They take too much advantage of me. They all use me. All they want or look for is sex. They all want it when we start the relationship, when I really like them. Then when they start liking me, I don't like them anymore. I wish I was still a virgin for the man who will someday really love me. I wish you were here to help. I think the contrast between my parents and me is too much. I think sometimes I'm going crazy. I love my parents, but why can't they understand why I can't talk about having sex or smoking pot with them? Nobody will listen because they don't want to help. They just are so against everything I do. But if they would help me, I wouldn't do it. I need someone. And you will find rest for your soul. That surely is why C.S. Lewis, in his classic little book, written after the painful, poignant death of his very beloved wife, says, "Reality, looked at steadily, is unbearable." And often it really is. But Jesus says, "You will find rest for your souls." All of us, with all of our burdens, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and you will find rest for your souls. What is it that then that we must have if we are to find rest for our souls, if we are to be freed from our burdens and released from our load? I think it really is very simple, that we're simply to respond to the invitation of our Lord, an invitation offered to all of us for all of our burdens, and then the Lord Jesus Christ will give rest for all of the souls of ourselves. We're to take upon ourselves the yoke of Christ, and Christ tells us that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. This invitation, this offer, this promise is another of those strange but unbelievably true and good and beautiful paradoxes of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who would be master of all must be servant of all. He who would be first must be last, and he who will be last will surely be first. He who exalts himself will be humble, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. He who would find his life must lose it, but whoever loses his life will find it. Take my yoke upon you, and then you will find rest from your souls. One of those strange but beautiful, rich paradoxes of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take my yoke upon you, and you will find rest for your souls. G.A. Studdart Kennedy, who was a chaplain during the First World War and was known as Woodbine Willie, and whose poetry I have shared with you before, and whose poetry I love, penned just a few lines to his son Christopher one day, and he titled it just "To Christopher." "Bear thou the Christ, my little son. He will not burden thee, that Holy One. For by a mystery, whoever bearest him, he bears eternally." Whoever bearest the Christ, he bearest eternally. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light, and you will find rest for your souls. The next hymn we'll sing says it all, for all of us, about all of our burdens. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. 'Tis grace that says, come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden. 'Tis grace that says, take my yoke upon you. 'Tis grace that says, you will find rest for your souls. For the lives of those who have lived with us and now rest in the Lord, and for the lives which our Lord Jesus Christ gives to us as we take upon ourselves his yoke and find rest for our souls. For their lives and for our lives, we give thanks and praise to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
Let us affirm what we believe, and let us affirm it so that those standing nearby may hear our profession. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in the truly human Jesus to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust God, who calls us to be the church, to celebrate life and its fullness, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Be seated. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O eternal God, who has bound together all the generations, we rejoice now in the communion of thy saints. We give thanks for all those whose labor has brought life and light and hope to the world. We thank thee for those who are friend to the weak and the poor, who defended them against outrage and oppression. We thank thee for those who went out as sheep in the midst of wolves to declare your truth and your righteousness. And for those who, being your servants, did not give up, but continued steadfast in the task which were theirs. We thank thee for all who in ages past have helped to keep faith and hope and goodwill alive. For our loved ones, who are now dead, we offer unto thee our thanksgiving. And for ourselves, who in our mortality know our dependence upon thee, we ask thy blessing and thy hope. O Lord, in the midst of the fragile life which we all live, help us to serve life. Help us not to fear death. Help us to respect the power of destruction and to work to overcome the destroyer. But beyond all human destructiveness, we trust in thy resurrecting power and thank thee that tragedy may be overcome and life renewed and love live on. Give us your grace, that we also may enter into the company of your saints. May we, with those who have been given the victory over sin and death, dwell with you forever and ever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose prayer we now offer. Let us pray. Your large gifts, O Lord, evoke our small gifts to you. But with our offering, we also present our lives. Amen. And now will you join in the prayer of commemoration and commitment? Eternal God, help us this day to remember the unseen cloud of witnesses who compass us about, those who in every age and generation witness to their faith in life and in death, those who by their courage and their sacrifice won for us the freedom and the liberty we enjoy, those who have served and those who continue to serve others at the cost of pain, of persecution, and death, those living martyrs who now suffer at the hands of oppressors and dictators and yet remain faithful to Christ in obedience and in witness, those whom we love and who have gone to be with you and whose lives live on in us. Help us walk worthily of those in whose unseen presence our lives are lived. Help us to commit our lives to Christ in such a way that we may know their courage in danger, their steadfastness in trial, their perseverance in difficulty, their loyalty when loyalty is costly, their love which nothing can change, their joy which nothing can take away. So grant to us in this life never to forget those who have gone before, so that in the life to come we may share with them in their joy and blessedness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
from this celebration of life to serve life. And know that the God who has come with us to this place will continue with us always. Amen.